Well, hey, everybody, welcome to the newest episode of Not Sunday. I'm Adam, and we have our special guest, Erica, with us today. We also have Betsy. So we're all here. We're really excited. We're going to be talking through just kind of what Erica likes to do. We're going to be introducing her. You're going to get to know her. And we have a little something special planned, a little bit of a surprise that Erica does not know about yet. Let's get started.
Click record right whenever you're laughing.
Stop.
So we always start just... right when you're laughing.
I literally can't stop. I mean, it's a pretty easy start.
All right, Erica, that's our camera right there on the left.
Hey.
So if you want to say hello.
That's your moneymaker.
And your camera, Betsy, you got that one.
Man.
That's the dream maker.
The dream maker.
Money maker.
Money dream maker.
Dream maker. Money maker.
New worship song.
Please stop.
Wow. Erica, right. Welcome.
Thank you.
Are you excited to be here?
I'm so excited to be here.
Well,
it's an honor.
Did we start?
Yeah, you told me to.
No, not yet. I was going to. Oh, wait. You're going to start.
So now this?
Is this on or not?
This becomes this.
This.
Becomes
that
this.
For them. So now we have to start all over.
Yep.
And now I'm uncomfortable. And now there's tension between
That's
us.
That's exactly what I want. Roll the intro.
Erica, thank you for joining us.
You're so welcome.
I don't know if you can see my hand. Can you see my hand?
I don't think so. It's just off into the abyss.
We are very excited to have our first guest ever.
I'm honored.
On Not Sunday.
I'm excited.
Erica, give us a little 3-point summary.
Of myself.
Of who you are.
My name is Erica.
Hold on, time out. Why are there people in here? Will, who's in here?
Anyway, back to my previous question. Erica, here's a little...
I've had some time to think.
Hot takes, Erica.
We want to know Erica.
Hot takes. I think the most important thing to know about myself is that I love a good breakfast sandwich.
Wow. Good breakfast sandwich.
A good breakfast sandwich.
And Tell me more about that.
It's got to be a good one.
You've got like... Don't you have something that you do, that you post?
I do. I have an Instagram account for my breakfast sandwich.
That's why we actually had you on, was so that we could
At
just promote
I
your
rate breakfast sandwiches. Follow me.
Follow me. What is the follow again? We'll just put it underneath.
Yeah, we'll put
At
it.
I rate breakfast sandwiches. Actually, you know like how I rate means like angry?
Yeah, angry. Yeah.
My stepmom, Allie, she thought when I told her about it, she was like, angry breakfast sandwich?
Angry
I was like, no, like I rate them. Like I'm rating them.
Oh, I hate this so much. I love breakfast.
I love them.
I'm angry while I'm enjoying breakfast.
Yes.
Perfect.
But yes, if you want to find the best breakfast sandwich,
yeah.
I rate them all.
When did you start?
In November, I was in a little town called Boston.
just a little town.
And
I
was heard of Boston.
I don't know, like it's kind of like underground.
It's a really unheard of city.
Yeah. No one knows it.
But I was sitting there. I got this breakfast sandwich. It was on a donut, a massive donut.
Okay.
Wow.
And it had some like cinnamon sugar on top. And I was like, I'm very passionate about breakfast sandwiches.
And that's like when you discovered that you were passionate about it,
is
because you saw a donut.
I think I've always known.
You've always known.
But it never really clicked.
And that was the moment it clicked.
Until I was like, this is a fantastic
idea. And that was the moment.
Because I want to share my love with others. I don't want to keep it to myself.
Yeah, of course.
I don't want to just like be selfish in that way.
That is so good.
I want to take the breakfast sandwich that I'm eating.
You're hyping her up. You're like, yes, queen. Breakfast sandwiches.
And just share it with the world. Yeah. And I feel like that's what I'm doing. I mean, I've got like 150 followers maybe. My fans, they love my work.
They love the breakfast sandwiches.
They love the breakfast sandwich.
I love how when we're like, okay, Erica, please explain to me the most important thing about you.
You said breakfast
You're like,
sandwich. That's all you need to know.
Breakfast sandwiches. That is all we need to know. So I'm actually really, really excited that you're here.
Thank you.
This is actually kind of perfect because we decided that whenever we were going to have you on, since you are the queen of breakfast sandwiches.
Thank you.
We decided that we were going to do some taste testing this morning.
Shut up.
So
shut up right now.
So Will,
bring him in.
You're lying. You're lying. How did that? What?
So you're kidding. Will. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate
that. I'm in shock.
So we decided to get three of kind of the most basic breakfast sandwiches, and all three of us, we're going to rate breakfast sandwiches.
And, since you're like the guru of this, you need to like walk us through what makes a good sandwich?
Like, what are some eating so fast? We've been trying to keep this a secret.
Adam and I are not good at secrets. We're like, it's just an interview. We're just going to chat.
How did we all just... I'm in shock. All right, I love this.
Okay, so
here, Betsy, you take this one.
All right, I'll go with Duncan.
Okay.
And I'll pass these on. I'll take the Starbucks
Mickey D's.
One.
Can we also like give it up for Will?
Ooh, yeah,
Will.
Can we just...
Yes. Shout out.
Will, thank you, sir.
Shout out,
thank
Will.
You.
There he is.
Perfect.
Wow.
So who should we go first? Let's decide. Do we want to go kind of like what we think would be like bottom up? We're going to go like McDonald's.
I think we go. We'll
start with McDonald's. What all is in here?
Okay.
So
what
Will,
did we get from each?
Well, tell us.
All right. McDonald's, you've got the sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle.
Okay.
Ooh, sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle.
I have not rated that one yet. So.
Ooh. Okay.
Duncan is the turkey sausage power
breakfast
Ooh,
sandwich.
Powerful.
Okay, a power breakfast sandwich.
And then Starbucks is the double smoked bacon sandwich.
Ooh. Okay.
And you already had a
I did this morning. I started my day with a nice breakfast sandwich, but it wasn't this one. It was the sausage
Let's
one.
Leave this so one for last. Then. Let's leave Starbucks.
Honestly, can I just like say my vote? Mm-hmm. Once he said McGriddle, I can't stop thinking.
You blacked out.
I blacked out.
It's over.
So Betsy, give us your pre-opinion. You got McGriddle as your number one.
Pre-opinion. McGriddles are so good. I have not had one in so long, but I remember loving them when I was in high school, like going on like family trips.
Okay.
And you just like get that like little sweet, like syrupy, and you're like.
It's like 6:30 in the morning and you're in a dark car. Mm-hmm. You just roll through the drive-thru. You're on your way.
Did we all... Is that like a common?
I feel like that's a common thing? Experience.
Yeah,
because I kind of feel like that was like personal to me.
No,
it's I guess personal it's not. To me.
And then you go back to sleep.
I don't.
In like the back seat of the car. That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
I feel that.
I think that's gonna be my number one.
Okay, I'm of the opinion that the Dunkin' sandwich. I have always been happily surprised by Dunkin's breakfast sandwiches. Starbucks sandwich is really good. A little overpriced. But I feel like the Dunkin' sandwiches are really good. I'm interested. You said it was turkey sausage. So I'm
turkey sausage. Don't forget the power.
The power breakfast sandwich.
That's really the deciding factor.
I believe in the power.
Do we know what bread it's on? We got like we don't. Okay, we'll be
surprised. Bill's throwing his hands up. He doesn't know.
It says
breakfast, so he doesn't know.
Ever
multigrain thin.
Okay.
Okay. So we're healthy.
So we're
being healthy.
We're healthy.
We're healthy queens.
Healthy queens and king.
And me.
And a king.
Healthy queens and a king.
All right. Erica, what do you think? What do you think out of the three sandwiches? Give us a guess before we start eating these.
It's a tough call. I've never had these two.
Okay.
But I have had this one. And McGriddles are either hit or miss for me.
Okay.
I'm more of a McMuffin girl. Sometimes the syrup just
I'm
like...
I'm a McMuffin girl.
Sometimes the syrup, like, is a little too sweet.
Okay.
And sometimes I like the combo and sometimes I don't, so I guess it just depends.
We'll see what kind of day today is.
But I think I'm going to go with Duncan as well.
Because you know what today is. Good. It's not Sunday.
It is not Sunday.
Roll the intro.
Roll it. Oh, my gosh.
All right, how about we start with Duncan, actually? Let's
We're
start with you.
We're starting with
Duncan. Let's do it. We want the power. We want the power.
We got to
start
with the power.
We're going to start healthy because once we get into it, we won't get as
for
healthy.
Sure.
So I'm going to pass these, slide them.
Slide them on over. Okay.
Ooh, it's still hot.
So tell us what categories we need to be looking for here.
Okay. First of all,
presentation.
Presentation is key.
Number one.
For picture quality.
For the
Insta. Sometimes I like set it up. Like,
do you do like
angle?
A nice like cut like and then just like
sometimes like when I like get sometimes I'll get them like ordered to my house through like DoorDash and so like I'll put it on a plate and I'll like slice it and I'll kind of like put one on top of the other
it's too much
and like get the angle so it looks like I don't
get
know
get that nice
yeah
it has to look good
so presentation
okay.
presentation
I think like the bread is definitely a big okay. part of it. If it's like too hard, bready? If it's either too hard to like bite into,
okay.
like or if it's like mouth. Flaky and it's like
breadiness.
Messy,
we're that looking definitely for the breadiness.
The presentation, breadiness.
The overall quality of the experience.
Okay. Oh, okay, overall quality.
Just like how you're feeling in the moment.
Okay, wow. So we have to be
really take it, really okay. get into okay. your mind.
Okay.
Okay.
And take note of what you're feeling.
Okay. All right, so I feel like those are three good criteria.
Yeah. Okay.
Presentation, breadiness, and in the moment, mm-hmm. overall
in the moment.
Feeling.
Okay, I like how flavor's not one. I like how
it definitely is, perfection. But it's just not
it's
as
all
important.
About the, it's really the aesthetic.
It's the aesthetic, it is.
How does this breakfast sandwich make though? Me feel?
Yeah, make me feel. Okay, cool.
Does it make me feel
I think
powerful?
Upon smell-age.
Smell.
It smells
it's
healthy.
Still warm. It smells healthy. It smells powerful.
Will did a really good job
powerful.
Of making sure that all the sandwiches were still
okay.
warm.
She is cheesy.
Okay.
She's cheesy.
Look at her. Thin.
Okay.
I'm gonna
Should
say
I show
it.
The camera?
This is how my
Oh no.
Presentation
ours,
not great.
I feel like
nice.
Ours is presentable.
Yeah. Not mine.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. The colors in the eggs make me feel like something has gone wrong.
I need a
the colors, I think it's spinach.
I think it is too. Like I think it's supposed to be healthy, but whenever I see green in eggs, I just assume that something has gone horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
So from overall presentation, I'm kind of low right now.
Low.
It's
for
not
me.
The prettiest. You didn't have a great
is it,
experience.
Does it have like any movement? It is a little floppy.
It is floppy. All right.
That's okay.
It's still
but
warm
the bread.
Still
the bread
warm.
Looks like a good amount of bread.
Yeah.
And it's very oaty.
You know.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try.
Are we doing this?
Let's okay. I'm trying to be in the moment.
How are you feeling? Very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think since the presentation was so off and I had to move the bread
you
around.
You were like in your head about it?
I was in my head about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
This is a good breakfast sandwich.
This is good. I think I would get this again.
Mm. Okay.
There's a little bit of like a different flavors in there.
It's different. Usually, breakfast sandwiches, they all kind of taste similar, but this one's got, like, a different little thing going on for it.
All right, so on a scale of 1 to 10, then, Erica, presentation for this sandwich.
Presentation, you know, I had a good experience with my presentation, but again, it's hit or miss. It depends on the day. So, like, sometimes you're going to get a good one. Sometimes you're going to get a bad one. I'm going to give it an 8 on presentation for me.
Wow, 8. That's very...
For me. It was very clean. It was great. Clean. Nothing to really complain about.
Breadiness. Mm-hmm.
Breadiness was good. I'd say 8.5.
Okay,
I think that was a very good amount of bread.
I liked it too. Okay. I did enjoy that it was thinner, and so you get more of like
sometimes,
what you really want.
Sometimes when
it
you're
wasn't
eating
crispy,
like you got to take that really big bite.
I think I wanted it to be crispy. Did I'm you? Not a big fan of this one.
It's floppy.
I'm gonna say presentation was a 4 for me.
Really, presentation 4. Yeah, four. I would say I'd probably be on the lower end. I'd probably say like a 5.
Okay.
Breadiness, I'll give it a 6.
Okay.
Good amount. Needed a little, it was a little soggy.
You guys are harsh.
You know, this isn't...
You know, honestly, I don't think I've ever, like, rated a breakfast sandwich lower than a 7.
I think it's just
and I think
you
that's just
because
I love I love being in the moment. And I'm like, I can't give this a bad rating.
Fear
oh
bite.
My gosh.
Okay, and then, so in the moment, rating, what would you give it?
In the moment,
how did it make you feel?
I'd say, I'd give it another... I'd give it a 7.5. Okay. 7.75.
Wow. Whoa. Very specific.
7.75.
Wasn't ready for that.
I'm sorry. So sometimes you're just like right in the middle there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd give it a 75.
I would say 7 is good. I feel like it wasn't the best experience. It didn't make me feel the best, but I'm like, oh, it is healthy, so I feel like I'm making all right.
So it does make me feel like I'm going to be really like, powerful for
I really feel powerful.
It's not like it's not it doesn't get like doesn't make you feel gross.
I like the breadiness as well. I feel like I would match Erica and then in the moment I'm probably gonna go with like a solid 8. This is 7.5.
Okay.
7.5 for me.
Okay.
Just so that way I have some wiggle room here with these other sandwiches.
Yeah.
So okay.
Okay.
So let's put these kind of off to the side. I'll remember which one's yours, just in case you're still hungry.
Okay. Oh yeah, I'll still be hungry.
All right, and then let's go Mickey D's.
Okay,
McGriddle. This has a lot of high expectations.
Yeah, Betsy is
high expectations.
Excited. I'm scared.
That's going on TikTok. No. Just Betsy conniving TikTok. Over there over her breakfast sandwich. All right, presentation. Okay. Let's open it up and see what we got to work with.
Okay. Still warm. See, they put that M on the bread, and look at that. It's amazing.
It's like a gourmet sandwich. It's like, it's McDonald's.
Look.
Oh, it smells so good.
It really does.
It does smell
it's
really great.
It's just so cute. It's like cute and petite.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's like, it she knows what she's doing.
Here's what I'm going to say, though. Immediately, on like the breadiness already, and I haven't even bit into it yet. Mm-hmm. The sogginess, though, of like the exterior of the sandwich does not give me great confidence.
Okay.
So,
delivery driver's disclaimer, McDonald's was the first one I went to.
Okay. That's fair. That's a
lot. So you were saying sogginess?
Yeah, a little soggy, but it could be because of the drive.
That's true.
But this does
feel
normal.
It's like a pancake.
Yeah, basically.
It reminds me of like...
This reminds me of
high school. Saturday morning.
I mean...
In like September.
I can't wait.
He's already in.
Hello? Okay. I guess it's time.
I just decided that it was time. There's noises. That means it's probably good.
We're not speaking. So that's gotta be good.
This is as good as I remember. I just feel comforted by this.
This is a good comfort food.
Mm.
It's like you don't get another sandwich like this.
Mm-mm.
Mm. I can't tell if I really like it or if I'm just really hungry.
I think it's a little cold. It definitely would be better warmer. But again, Will, not blaming you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think that as of right now, I think that I would rather have the Dunkin' sandwich.
Really?
Just as a whole.
Really?
This is comforting,
wow.
But I don't know if it's because I'm 30 now and old. This won't be good later. Like, this feels like, man, yeah, I love this.
I feel like a kid.
A little bit. I do feel a little bit like a kid.
Like, this isn't, like, an appropriate sandwich for me to order.
No.
You know?
Like, you wouldn't get it a lot. Like, I feel like in our childhood... We got it this all the time. It. So now it's like, oh, this is like a little.
So nostalgia
little
rating, like a 9 or a 10.
Yeah.
I just threw that category in.
Yeah, that's
but,
a good one.
But overall, like for me still, presentation is like, it's very brown. Like just kind of just very like, I don't know.
Okay.
You got like the cheese and the egg are in there, but
yeah.
I'm shocked by like the way that just there's just a lot of brown.
I think this sandwich would be very hard to get a good picture of.
Yeah,
because
you would need like a colorful
first
plate.
First of all, the cheese at McDonald's is always lopsided. I've never gotten a piece of cheese.
It's always lopsided
at McDonald's. It's
That's
always
they're
hanging.
Trying to, they're like
it's always hanging
it through.
Off, and then over here there's like nothing.
They're like, hurry! There's
they're
30
like,
cars in the drive-through.
Yeah.
Get the cheese on
so
the
you
eggs.
Know, it would be a little hard because over here you've got like a lot of cheese, but then if I took it over here, it's like, where's the cheese?
Yeah.
All right.
It's like,
so
yeah.
So Erica, so presentation for you.
Presentation, I'd say 6.75.
Okay, so a little lower. Breadiness?
I think, honestly, there's like more, it's like more thick than the Dunkin' one, but there's more thickness in the other stuff, too.
Okay.
So I think it evens it out. I'd say I'd give it an 8 again. I think the bread to...
And then overall in the moment feel for you?
7.25.
7.5. Hmm.
7,
okay,
7.5.
7.5. And what did you give? What was the other one?
Okay.
Oh, I don't remember. For overall quality?
Yeah.
That was a 7.75.
That's right. So a little bit higher on the Dunkin' then.
Yeah.
Just a barely.
I think
barely,
so.
So, okay. So for both of us, the Dunkin's a little higher. Betsy, what about you?
All right. Presentation. I do agree it's a lot of brown.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this presentation, from what I got from that, is better. So I would give this a 6.
Okay.
So
I'd give
less.
The presentation a 6. What was the other thing? Breadiness.
Mm-hmm.
I think a breadiness is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's what
you
expect.
You like the pancakes.
I like the pancakes. Because that's like, you know that's what it is.
Yeah.
So it's not like bready.
It's not, you're not expecting.
So I would give it an 8.
You're not expecting oat bread and it's like, what's this floppy pancake?
Yeah. I would give it an 8.
Okay.
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 Fair.
Yep.
And then our
overall
last card.
How did it make you feel?
It made me feel like a 9.
Whoa!
I feel happy eating this.
A 9. Because
I think it's like sweet and like, oh, I'm a kid again, you know? It gives you that nostalgia factor.
Yeah.
I will say though, the egg, worse.
Yeah, much.
The egg is kind of unappealing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they try to hide it in there.
They're like,
look at these pancakes.
Look, but just, that wasn't pancakes.
And this lopsided
but
cheese.
But that wasn't part of our rating, so
maybe
I can't, like,
that
I know.
They try to, they mess up the cheese, so you're not looking at everything else.
That's right.
McDonald's.
All right.
I got you.
Here, okay. Here, hand me yours. Okay. Let's move on to the last one.
Okay.
Also, for me, for that one, what did I say? Presentation was kind of low for me. I gave that one probably like a 5.
Okay.
4 or 5. So a little bit lower than that one. I'm like really harsh on presentation. I want my breakfast sandwich to look like.
Yeah.
I want it to really draw me in.
It's probably mental, but if it looks better, it'll taste better.
Readiness was a little floppy. Didn't like that. Probably also a 5. Okay. And then overall feel, I would go with a 7. It gave me a little bit of that like nostalgia. Mm-hmm. Maybe like a 6.5. I would go with 6.5. But yeah. I still didn't feel like if I started my day with that I would feel really good about myself. I'd probably feel bad.
Yeah.
Like I made a mistake.
Yeah.
It's like in the moment you're feeling very good, but later you know.
Oh, it's a fleeting
you
moment.
You know it's not going to last.
Yeah. I totally get that.
So now on to the last sandwich, Starbucks sandwich.
I love Starbucks.
Starbucks sandwiches are good.
I love
Starbucks.
Okay. So let's take it out, take a look. Okay. Presentation already, for me, this is much better.
Look at her.
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, I love the croissant.
Yeah, the croissant is...
I love the croissant.
I feel like that's a win.
Oh, and it's just clean looking.
It does look a lot cleaner.
Like,
I feel
she's
like,
just like, she's not
it's not all brown.
I like the light bread on top. I feel like I haven't made a mistake.
And sometimes...
to start my day.
Sometimes when you get croissants, they flake all over the place. In this one, I think I have a single flake on...
Yeah, it's holding together quite nicely. Yeah, I feel like presentation already is going to be a little bit higher for me.
Presentation is good.
So we want to take a bite so we can get kind of breadiness and overall.
Also, it comes in a little bag.
It does.
Different than a little wrap.
Yeah,
I don't know
the
if that
bag
adds
is, I don't know.
To the aesthetic or not, but I just.
This one also has bacon and the other ones had sausage.
It's a little different.
So here we go. I feel healthier. This one definitely above
compared to McDonald's.
This one here's what I would say. This one feels way healthier than the McDonald's sandwich, but it's not trying so hard as the Dunkin' sandwich, where it's got like the thin Odie thing on top.
I agree.
Where I still feel okay to eat this, but it's not like look at me, I have spinach in my sandwich.
Look at me, I have spinach.
That's true. That's true.
Like that's a little too try-hardy for me.
Yeah. I think this one's the best.
You think that one's the best?
I think overall, this is what I want in a breakfast sandwich.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah, you know what? I would also probably agree. I think this one's probably going to get the highest rating for me.
I think this one is definitely breadier, but in a good way.
Yeah, the croissant is like flaky and
it's
fluffy.
It's thick, but it's not like, it's not taking over the entire sandwich. Like, I can still get everything in here.
Yeah.
I also appreciate the bacon.
Yes.
It is a little bit of it's hard to, that's like kind of apples to oranges there, but I think overall this sandwich makes me feel better. So I would say for mine, overall presentation, better than the other ones, I would give this one, honestly, would give this one an 8 on presentation.
Oh, yeah.
Presentation I'm really high on
was
this
good.
One.
I'd say 8.5.
Yeah, 8.5.
I'd say 8,
Okay.
8's good.
Breadiness, the croissant, the flakiness, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say 7 for the breadiness, so higher as well. And then overall feel, again, I don't feel like I'm trying too hard, but I feel like I'm ready for my day with this breakfast sandwich. So I'm gonna go with an 8.5 for this one.
I'm giving 8s all around.
8s
okay.
all 8 for around. Everything.
Snowmen.
I think three snowmen. Little snowmen.
Oh my gosh.
Snowmen.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
8.
Okay.
What are you thinking? Expert Erica. I rate Erica.
I'm going to be honest, I'm not usually a bacon girl.
You're allergic, aren't you?
Highly
she
allergic.
She starts swelling. Quick, get the EpiPen.
Oh my gosh. Usually I don't get bacon. But today was a good, I liked the bacon today.
Okay.
So I'd You're have to it. Say breadiness, I'd give it another 8.5.
Okay.
Overall experience, maybe like 8.75.
Wow.
Reaching the 9. Reaching in the 9s.
It's interesting that you go 8.75.
Well, yeah. Sometimes I don't think it deserves the 8.5, and sometimes I'm like, does it get?
But it's
does
not
it
a
need
nine.
That nine? Does it's, it need it?
Yeah, you still need room to grow.
Yeah, of course. For sure.
Starbucks could do better.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the other Starbucks sandwich, the sausage egg one,
mm-hmm.
that's a 10.
Yeah.
That's a 10 out of 10.
That one. Yeah, that, I do love the sausage.
I love that one. It's so good.
I would say I was very impressed with this one, though.
Yeah.
So I might have to switch up my breakfast choices. So I would say overall, right, for me, I thought that Dunkin' was going to be maybe like a sneaky winner, kind of like a dark mm-hmm. horse. I think they tried a little too hard, and they stumbled at the finish line a little bit with this one. So my top choice is going to be the Starbucks, obviously. That's going to be, I think that's the win. I think that's the winner for all of us.
I think I agree. It really, it shocked me. I thought there were going to be other competitors.
Sometimes life can surprise you.
It can.
And you never know what's going to happen.
Especially
like sometimes you show up for a podcast and then you rate breakfast sandwiches.
And it's amazing. It's the best day of my life. And
best
I'm so happy.
Best day of my life.
And if anybody's worried about where the rest of these breakfast sandwiches go, they're not going to be wasted. We're making Will eat all of the rest of the leftovers.
Yes.
So no food waste will be happening. Mm-hmm. After this episode.
He's having 9 sandwiches.
Will never turns down a free meal.
Just yelling.
I'll never say no.
I'll never.
So anyways.
Oh my gosh.
Erica, thank you so much. This was extremely insightful. Throw out your Instagram again. I rate breakfast sandwiches.
Go hit me up with a follow. I've been a little inactive lately, but like if I get some new followers, maybe I'll...
Maybe
I'll plug some more sandwiches.
If I get more followers. If you,
I don't know.
If
I reach 200.
Stop it.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyways, this has been super great.
So fun.
We loved having you on, Erica. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
A great way to start off April. A great way for Not Sunday. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure that you like and subscribe so that you know when all of our new episodes come out every single Wednesday. And if you're listening on Spotify, it sounds like I just had a stroke, but I am still here.
He's here.
Make sure that you follow and subscribe as well. And join us next week where Betsy's going to be talking through her favorite active volcanoes, and we're going to be rating those. So make sure that you follow along, and it's going to be a hot one. So see you next week. Bye, everybody.
It's going to be a hot one.